Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so happy you're here today. Today on the podcast, I want to teach you one simple prayer, a really simple prayer that could change everything about your life. It could change the way you see the world, the way that you experience God, the way that you interact with others today. I know that sounds bold or maybe a broad statement, but this little prayer is a powerful one. In fact, last evening, Pastor Chuck and I were just having an ongoing conversation as part of our Sugar Hill Church midweek gathering, something that we've done just as part of COVID as a way to stay connected with our people. But we talked about some verses in Scripture, and we talked about prayer, and one that Pastor Chuck mentioned just hit me between the eyes. It was a reminder, something I've known, but something I need to pray more often. And it has to do with the way that we see things. Now, there's a quote by Helen Keller that I've always found fascinating. She said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." Let me read that again. "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." And honestly, one of the prayers that could change your life and change my life today is to say, "God, would you help me to truly see?" Now, the scripture that Pastor Chuck alluded to in last night's midweek was from 2 Kings chapter 6. Elisha, this man of God, is trapped by the enemy, the Arameans. The Arameans have heard about him. The Arameans hate this guy. They know that he works for God, and God uses this guy, Elisha, to thwart them, to keep them from having victory. And so they track him down to try to take him out. So imagine the scene. Elisha is traveling, and he has an assistant with him. They go to bed. They're camping outside of the city, and they wake up the next morning. And here's what it says in 2 Kings 6, verse 15. It said, "When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and he went outside, there was troops and horses and chariots everywhere." In other words, this was not your normal camp out. They wake up the next day, and some commentators mention that there's thousands upon maybe even 30,000 of the enemy armies around them. And so the servant says to Elisha, the man of God, "We're going to die." Now, if you look this up in your Bible, you probably won't read that phrase, but he is troubled. He's afraid. Just imagine the emotion. He says, "What will we do now?" At work, and there's this stress in this relationship, and there's this COVID-19 thing, and there's all of this stuff around us. And when we look at the surface, we're tempted to be like this servant of the man of God and to cry out and to say, "What will we do?" But listen to what Elisha says in verse 16. He says, "Do not be afraid, for those that are with us are more than those that are with them." Again, it's just Elisha and the servant camping outside of the city. There's two of them, and this servant guy gets up early. He gets up first, and he sees thousands of the enemy surrounded them. And Elisha says, "But those that are with us are more than those that are with them." And I love what he went on to say, because I guarantee you some of us have felt overwhelmed, and we've heard verses that the Lord is with us and that we don't need to worry about tomorrow. Today has enough worry, and that if God takes care of the birds of the field, he's going to take care of us. Sometimes we hear those things and we're like the servant and we think, "Yeah, but I'm not sure that's real in this moment. I'm not sure that that's really the way this is going to work." And I love what Elisha prays. He prays this one little prayer: "God, would you open his eyes and let him see?" Not his physical eyes. He could already see physically. He had sight, but he didn't have spiritual vision. He's praying, "God, would you open the eyes of his heart?" And that's the prayer that could revolutionize our days today. "God, would you open the eyes of my heart and let me see?" And it says in verse 16, or in verse 17, that the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with the horses and the chariots of fire. In other words, God was on their side, and he's stronger than the enemy. Man, I want to encourage you today that this little prayer could be the prayer that changes your day, your week, your year, your relationships, your work, your outlook on life. God, would you help me not just to see with my physical eyes today, but God, would you open the eyes of my heart? Would you help me to see with my spiritual eyes? Would you help me to see your strength? Would you help me to see the steps I need to take? God, would you help me to see as you see so that I can do what you want me to do? See, when we have sight but no spiritual vision, we're tempted to trip over ourselves. We're tempted to blame the wrong person. We're tempted to get worked up and stressed out and anxiety through the roof. But when we can see things as God sees, when we can see with our spiritual eyes, when we can see as he sees, we can do what he would have us to do. And so I want to encourage you, this is a simple prayer that any one of us can pray today. You can pray it if you're new to walking with God or you've been doing that a long, long time. You can pray it even if you're a skeptic. Anybody can pray this prayer. God, would you open my eyes? And God, would you help me to see? And I guarantee you, if you pray that with an open and honest heart today, God's going to help you to see the world, your relationships, the decisions you have to make in a totally different way. And hey, if there's anything we can join you in praying for along those lines, we would be so honored to be able to do that. Drop us a note today at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. I'm telling you, this one little prayer could change everything. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. I do want to remind you that if you're part of Sugar Hill Church, we are continuing our online experiences, but we will regather in person for those that are able to, those that are local, those that are healthy, the last Sunday of July, July the 26th, at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 5 p.m. We'll have space between our gatherings to be able to sanitize the room. We'll have social distance protocols in place. We'll encourage people to wear masks and all of those important things to be safe, but we can't wait to see your faces. So be on the lookout for emails that are rolling out the first week and a half of July that will have RSVP links and all the details, all the steps to help us to have a safe but exciting time together as a church family. Well, thanks for being a part of this podcast today. If this helped you, please consider sharing it with somebody else today, either through social media, text message, however you want to do that. But it would mean so much to us to know that we're able to encourage even more people. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.